Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
We're with Paul the Apostle today as he's writing to the church in Philippi, Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up in verse 18. Philippians 4, 18. Paul, writing to that church in Philippi, says, "At the moment, I have all I need, more than I need. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me when Epaphroditus came. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that pleases God well, and it is he who supplied all your needs from his riches and glory because of what Christ has done for us. Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." Now Paul, he's reminding these believers of the promise of God that he would supply not just Paul's needs, but their needs. I think few believe that today because I think few of us would agree on what is a need and what is actually just a want. I mean, the question today is, do you know the peace and joy that this letter is about? Because this is what God wants you to have. This is part of the growing up in Christ. Yet in our often immaturity, we will see that God won't or think that God can't. Yet because of this scripture, we know that the promise that we read here is contrary to that opinion. The promise of God, in fact, here is stark and certainly without any ambiguity. He will supply our needs. Not just our financial needs, but all of them. You see, our answers, they lie in Christ. The joy that had sustained Paul, even in prison, rolls right on through to his salutation, "To God be glory forever and forever." The letter of joy. Do you know that in your life? Jesus, you see, he gave us everything. Have you given back? Romans 8:37 reiterates this message and reminding us that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I mean, if we were to look at passages like what we have here, Philippians 4:11, Philippians 4:13, Philippians 19, what do we read? Well, Paul said, "I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content in it." And then in 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And then in 19, "My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." You know, several years ago, the band U2 sang a song of lament with the lyrics that go like this: "You broke the bonds and you loosed the chains, carried the cross of my shame. You know I believed it, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for." So let me ask you today, are you content? I mean, right where you are, right now, right in your life situation, are you content? Have you learned that secret of contentment that Paul seems to so innately possess? Or are you one who, in the quietness of your heart and maybe the solitariness of your room, can look in the mirror and say, "No, I'm not content. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. I've not arrived at contentment. I'm not living in contentment. I'm struggling in the summer of my discontent right now." Look, God wants his people to be content. In Hebrews 13:5, he tells us, "Be free from the love of money, content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will in no way leave you, neither will I in any way forsake you." Paul, the Bible, and yes, even God himself, is concerned for Christians to be content. It is significant. It is an important need for the Christian life. However, contentment, gang, is not innate to the Christian experience. It's actually learned. You don't just trust Jesus and then suddenly get content. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think there's a certain kind of contentment that comes immediately when you trust in Jesus Christ. But there are battles of contentment to fight all the time throughout your whole life. We don't just become content because we come to Christ. We have to actually learn contentment. And I guess that's encouraging. At least it is to me. So if you're struggling with contentment today, I hope that that's encouraging to you. The fact is, you are more apt to seek and find gospel contentment when you sense your lack of it, then you are to seek and find gospel contentment when your circumstances are providing you a greater measure of contentment. Do you believe that?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.